We've just been hearing the presidential candidates go after each other. Tomorrow, John McCain and Barack Obama will put aside partisan politics. To mark the anniversary of the 9/11 attacks, they will appear together at Ground Zero. The attacks of September 11th have played a powerful role in shaping this country's policies and its politics since that September morning 7 years ago. The legacy of those attacks was particularly influential during the 2004 presidential election. To find out what role 9/11 is playing in this election, we called John Harwood. He's a political writer for The New York Times and chief Washington correspondent for CNBC. Good morning.
Morning, Renee.
Before we go into how this is playing in the current election, remind us, if you would, about the 2004 election. How big of a role did 9/11 play in the politics then?
I think most analysts look at the decisive voters in the decisive state, in particular the state of Ohio, and say that national security was critical to George W. Bush's victory. Those so-called security moms ended up having a choice between some desire for change, but they sided with George W. Bush because there was a pretty deep identification with the notion that George Bush had been aggressive in trying to protect the country.
How aggressive were the candidates in pushing 9/11, either subliminally or right out front?
Well, in 2004, it was very powerful. George W. Bush staged the Republican convention in New York City, and the images of Bush as reacting in that moment, trying to protect the country, really were the calling card that he brought to that election campaign. National security was the one issue on which he enjoyed a consistent and wide advantage over John Kerry, even though John Kerry had a record of service in Vietnam, which was a significant asset for a Democrat. I think this year, the ability to do that is somewhat diminished because we're not only further away from 9/11, but a little bit of the edge off of the sense of fear and anxiety that Americans have about not just 9/11, but national security in general may have been taken off.
Well, even if it's less influential, how does the whole question of terrorism play to each of the candidates' strengths or to their weaknesses? Obviously, McCain is highlighting his national security credentials. Obama's trying very hard at this point to make this election about the economy. So how does the whole memory of 9/11 fit in?
Well, to the extent that it fits in this election, it helps John McCain. John McCain is an archetype that Americans have no difficulty understanding, somebody who had heroic war service, somebody who is experienced, somebody who displayed in his prisoner of war time in Vietnam steel in his spine. Now, with Iraq having calmed down to some degree, and with the economy having moved to center stage in this election, that shifts a little bit of the formula for how people make their decisions. There's a lot more desire for change in 2008 than there was in 2004. So that even though Barack Obama is young, he's new to the scene. He's also an African-American. Voters have never had to process that choice before. He benefits from that desire for change on the economy, and what he's trying to do is minimize the disadvantage he has from Americans who are contemplating who their next commander-in-chief is going to be.
Well, just finally, we began this conversation with this event, that is McCain and Obama showing up together at Ground Zero, marking the day. It is non-political by their description, and yet can it be non-political?
No, nothing can be non-political when it features the two nominees in a hotly contested presidential election. But you have to remember that the 9/11 attacks were the closest thing to a universal American experience than we've had in a long time. It's not an accident that George Bush's approval ratings went into the 90s after that event because it was something that the entire country felt very, very deeply. And so even though they have a tremendous philosophic disagreement on many other issues, John McCain and Barack Obama can go to that site, stand together, and try to tap into those same universal emotions. And it may help Barack Obama to some degree to be able to stand equal on that stage with John McCain. But by and large, I think they'll see in these candidates things that draw them together rather than divide them.
Thank you very much for talking with us.
My pleasure.
John Harwood of CNBC and The New York Times is the author of Pennsylvania Avenue, Profiles in Backroom Power.